Does anyone here this morning need a touch from Jesus? There have been times in life that I came, I sought the Lord, and He touched me. And I went away knowing I have been touched. And when you have been touched by the hand of Jesus, it will bring about change. But there have been times after that touch, I had to come back. Just like the song said, and say, Lord, touch me again. And you know, I've had to do that more than twice. If I had to add up the times I have come to the Lord for the same thing, you might either lose confidence in me, or be amazed, or you would sit there and nod your head knowingly and say, me too. The times we've come to, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need something more. I need another touch. The Lord is interested in touching us again this morning. Last Sunday we preached, the message the Lord gave was on spiritual accidents. Those unexpected moments when choices, conditions send a life off the road. And when there is an accident, they normally come with consequences. It's a blessing not to have an accident, but it's a blessing if you do have an accident to say, I walked away from it. I walked away from it. Little note to anybody that gets a phone call and someone says, I've been in an accident. Don't ask how the car is, the first question. How's the car? Parents, when your child calls and said, I was in an accident. Well, how's the car? See, we're more interested in how are you? How are you doing? Are you injured? Are you okay? Are you bleeding? Do you need help? And unfortunately, the reality is that usually when accidents happen, there are consequences, and I'm not just talking about the financial, temporal ones. Physically, many times there are injuries. That is why one day, even little fender benders that you think it didn't even do any damage to the vehicle, they can do great damage to the back. Sometimes low impact hits can do more damage to your back and neck than high impact. Because it depends on how the body absorbs it. And that's where right after it happens, you may say, oh, I'm feeling okay. And the next day, you can't hardly move. Consequences of an accident. Sometimes the result is death. I've had people close to us that were in accidents and died instantly. And our heart grieved. I remember I was meeting in Fresno years ago and got the call. Sister Ruby Smith, she was in our congregation at the time, went out into eternity. I'm thankful she had a good testimony. In an accident, no time to pray, just someone hit her. She was gone. I'm not as interested this morning in the car accidents as some of the spiritual accidents that we addressed last week. I want to speak about the consequences of spiritual accidents this morning by the help of the Lord. And we may not get finished. We'll just leave that and see how it goes. But I want to speak to you about being injured. The wounds that you carry spiritually. The pain that maybe you are living with. When I was a young man, a couple summers, I worked in a cannery in Oregon. We had lots of agriculture, corn, beans, and beets. And so we had a number of canneries in the area. So a couple summers, I worked in the cannery. And one of the jobs that I had was driving a forklift and loading up big bins into the ovens. But you don't care about all the details, but for quality control, I had to check a can temperature after it had been in the oven. And I had to put my hand down in, and many times I would scrape my hands up, bloody them up, and I had scars for a long time. I had scars, and the other day I kind of looked at my hand. I said, I don't see any, but I was holding my book here, and I looked down at my left hand. I was like, oh, one, two, three, four, and I saw these little scars, and it brought back memories. Sometimes injuries, they leave scars in our life. Even after we're healed, we can be left with a limp. You remember Jacob? He had a limp. That limp was not a limp of defeat. It was a limp that I remember when God met me and touched me. Sometimes we are left with some limps after we have been touched by the Lord. Sometimes we have scars. Jesus was left with scars that reminded us of the injury, of the wounds that he endured for our benefit. And so I am confident this morning that all of us probably have some scars. And we have a story for every scar. Isn't there a story behind every scar? There's a story behind every limp. And then there are times that we are still injured. We haven't been healed. We're wounded. We're hurting. Sometimes there are spiritual injuries that you see the blood flowing, and you know that if something isn't done, they're not going to make it. And then sometimes there are injuries in life spiritually and emotionally. There are injuries that we get that are below the surface that no one ever sees. We come to service, and you may think, well, Brother Michael, he seems to be doing really good and smile on his face and seems everything's great. But there have been times that may have been what you thought, and I was injured, and it was internal. You didn't see it. That's the story for all of us, is it not? Because life brings accidents. As careful as we might try to be driving our vehicles, I think last week was a testament that a lot of us have been in accidents. Sometimes our fault, sometimes not our fault. The same thing holds spiritually. And when we serve the Lord, it does not mean that we are never going to suffer injury. And as I reflected and meditated, and I have to say some injuries came to my mind emotionally and spiritually that I've had in life, and I'm thankful that through God's grace and through His divine healing, He ministered to me in those injuries, because I could have died as well, as you could have. If we don't find healing for the things, for the real injuries. I'm not talking this morning about, and I dare say we're not going to get very far this morning. There are some people, they get hurt every time they turn around. And I will just say, and I don't have anybody in mind here this morning, so if you think I'm preaching at you, I'm not. I'm sharing with you. If you're one of those people that happens to be getting hurt every time you turn around, the problem is not everybody else, okay? It's like, well, today they looked at me wrong, and well, they did this, and the next day, well, they did that, and then it's someone else, and then I went to that congregation, got hurt. You're going to get hurt at the next congregation too. You're going to get hurt with the next person you do business with. That normally is an indication that something is not right with me. I'm too easily offended or too easily hurt. And there is a grace for that. But I'm talking and speaking about real injuries, emotionally and spiritually, that happen. And just because we love God, and I'm going to say it again, just because we love God does not mean that we are exempt from spiritual and emotional injuries. Because life is not for most of us. I know there may be a few that looks like they have a fairy tale existence. But you know that for most of us, life brings some really hard things. And it makes me aware this morning of how desperate I am for the touch of Jesus Christ in my life when I'm injured and when I'm hurting and when I'm wounded. And there is a scripture in the 9th chapter of Matthew, 35th verse. It said, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with what? He was moved with compassion, thank God, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I want us to be aware this morning that with the injuries that life can bring, whether it's visible or whether it's that internal hurt, and you smile, but you go to bed at night, and your pillow may be wet with tears, or you're sitting there and the pain is great. The Lord this morning is looking on all of us, and He is still moved with compassion. The Lord cares about the things that touch your life this morning. The Lord cares when you're hurting. And this morning we were walking out. We were walking out of the house and I was over by the deal and turned the car and turned around. And Renee was like, oh no. And she had dropped an egg. I don't know if her Sunday school class, she had to go get another one. But she dropped an egg. It was already broken and it fell on the deal. So she had to clean up. But it reminded me of something I'd forgotten. And I said, honey, at least it wasn't the milk. And I went in and got what I needed while she cleaned up the broken egg. Do you know life brings times that we drop the egg. We spill the milk. And it takes time to recover. Healing takes time. Sometimes Jesus chooses to instantly heal. But a lot of times with emotional and spiritual injuries, it takes a process of time. And as a side note, we need to give each other healing time. We come and say, oh, well, Sister Renee, just take up your bed and walk. Have faith in God. Have you heard people do that? Just believe. If you believe enough, it will be done. I'm going to be real open. Those are scriptures taken out of context when people do that. Okay? Now, let me give you where it works. When the Lord says, take up your bed and walk, I will say, Lord, I don't know how, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will take up my bed and walk. You will take up your bed and walk, and you won't have to say, well, I'm just praying against symptoms, but I'm healed, and all the time you're as sick as you ever were. That's not how it works with God, folks. When the Lord says, take up your bed and walk, then faith is, that is called inspired faith. That is faith according to what God told me He was going to do. But there are times that it takes time to be healed. And so spiritually we could come and say, if you love the Lord this morning, everybody's going to be healed instantly if you have enough faith. We need our faith increased this morning. We want to believe, and I believe at the touch of Jesus something will change. And there are times, and maybe there's someone this morning that just says, Lord, I need your touch. I need you to touch me because I'm hurting and I'm injured and I don't want to die by the wayside. And so I want to come and present myself to the Lord for healing. The Lord will do something special for you. But there are times that healing just naturally, I was doing some work and I messed my finger up and it took quite a while for that to heal. It scabbed over and it hurt and then it got infection underneath. And you know how that goes? Spiritually that happens sometimes. And so we say, Lord, I need some help. The Lord is moved with compassion. And the answer this morning, I'm thankful that The Lord has given us a body of people that can, we can bear one another's burdens. Yes? And so fulfill the law of Christ. And we need to be willing when we have need sometimes to be vulnerable with one another. That doesn't mean to stand up and publicly tell everybody all those internal deep wounds and injuries. That's usually not expedient. But we have one another that we can personally sometimes share that I'm really struggling and I'm injured and I have a wound and can you pray with me? Can you help hold my hand up right now? We need that. But I also, with that thought in mind, to understand this morning that there are people that have put their faith in churches and ministers, and they go from place to place, and they say, no one can help me. No one can help me. I talked to Brother Randy, and I talked to Brother Justin, and I talked to Brother James, and I talked to Brother Matt, no one can help me. The essence of healing comes from God. I want to recognize that, Lord, I want support from my brothers and sisters. But it is God that helps with these injuries that we have. And I want to get to a place that I'm not putting false expectations on people. Well, if you would just give me the right advice, why don't you fix it? Because it's about me inside, and I need something divine in me done. And only Jesus Christ can do that. So I want to encourage us to fix our eyes this morning on Jesus Christ. The Lord is moved with compassion, and He cares about you. If you were the one that spilt the milk or dropped the egg, the Lord's not just looking at you saying, well, you made the mess, clean it up. It's your fault. Do you realize that if I cut myself or if you cut me, the consequences are the same? The wounds, the injury's there. Whether I did it or you did it to me, I still have the consequence is going to be the same. And I need help from God because I have an injury. The Lord cares this morning. And there are people that have made messes in their life, and their life seems to be a wreck. The Lord died for them. He loves them. He's moved with compassion. So when we have injury or you are talking to someone that is wounded this morning, Lord, help us to know that God cares about it. He looks on and He's moved with compassion. And one of the first really message we have recorded of Christ was in Luke 4:18, where He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal" who? "The brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised," hurting underneath the skin. That's why Jesus came. So the reality is that we're all going to suffer some injury sometime. And the longer you live, and again, I'm not talking about I'm getting hurt here and here and here and here. I'm speaking, though, in life, most of us are going to face some major injuries in life. And I want to encourage you that Jesus Christ, with whatever was the cause of the injury, the Lord cares this morning. And the Lord's interested in you. And I also have come to the opinion that all of us, to some extent, are broken in some way or the other. We've got our limps and our scars. And I realize more today how much I need the Savior in my life, because without Him, I could not make it. And I also acknowledge that even deeply spiritual people get wounded. And so what are we going to do with that? As a little side note, As most people have been wounded or injured, I dare say that you live long enough that probably we also have been the cause, intended or unintended, of someone else's injury. You say, well, this person really hurt me. Have you ever really hurt someone else? Intentionally or unintentionally? Have you ever hurt someone else? You see how much love and compassion we need to have for one another. We need to have a lot of love. If you have people in your life that have hurt you, and you're about up to here with it, you don't know what to do, have you ever hurt them? Is there a relationship that is more important than the pain that I'm feeling at the moment? So I need a touch from the Lord to bind up and bring healing to me, that I can still have meaningful relationships with people that God has placed in my life. There are three sources of spiritual injuries. We are not going to finish this morning. But I want to address three sources of spiritual injuries. I kind of hate to leave us with just the problem. I like to get to the solution, but come back next Sunday, okay? If you say, oh, why, Brother Michael, just leave the problem, come on back. But there are three sources, and you might come up with more, but these are what the Lord's been talking to me about. Three sources of spiritual injuries. Injuries that come from ourselves, self-inflicted, sin, left with consequence, or injured, or wounded because of sin in our life. Injuries that come from failure, personal failure. There are spiritual injuries and I will say emotional trauma that come when people get themselves involved with religious fanaticism. I've seen and worked with people that have been in fanatic situations and they come out wounded. They come out injured. They come out imbalanced a lot of the time. And they need special love and special care. Same thing applies to people that have gotten, have compromised, gotten a little too, what we might just say, liberal. A little bit too far away from the holiness that the Bible teaches us. And you take both those extremes, it's the same spirit, but it causes injury. And when you're injured, it's very difficult to look beyond yourself. When you're hurting, it's very difficult sometimes to see the bigger picture because I'm hurting here. And life starts revolving around that hurt and that pain. And we know when we take a step back that life is bigger than that. But at the moment, maybe I caused it myself. Injury that comes from ourselves through disobedience and spiritual neglect. We talked about accidents last week that came from neglect. And we're left with an injury. We're left with problems in our life. Another source of injury comes from others. I won't ask for a show of hands either. I still would like to get clickers for the congregation. Wouldn't that be nice? We could have the board and the bar charts and everybody can answer questions and just click it and it's all anonymous and we could see where we really live. I'm not suggesting to the board that we go invest in clickers, but it's just a thought. But injuries that come from others, I wonder how many have been hurt by family members. You know, people that are closest to us have the greatest capacity to hurt us, just like we have the greatest capacity to hurt our family. And those family hurts that cause injuries and wounds, they end up causing, if we don't approach the injury properly, it can cause division and cause separation. And I've seen this happen and divide families for years and years. Congregational hurts. You know, when it's just someone on the street, it's like, okay, whatever. But when it's someone in the church, And they really hurt us. I mean, I'm not talking about wearing our feelings on our sleeves. They do something that is deeply hurtful, and it causes an injury. The tendency is, and we'll look at maybe some symptoms next week, but tendency is, I don't need this. I want isolation. I'm going to distance myself. I'll just say, let's be very careful, folks. When we are injured, we are in a very vulnerable place because we can lose family and friends and God and the congregation. Injuries that come from others, betrayal in relationships, from abuse, from unfaithfulness, from lies. Do you know when someone betrays you, if you've ever had the unfortunate reality of being betrayed, it hurts really deep. And you don't get over it by one trip to the altar. That's where it starts, though. Lord, I need your touch. But it causes a deep wound. Abandonment, whether it be from a spouse, whether it be from parents, when they, in essence, abandon or leave you to your own devices, physically or emotionally. It leaves some deep-seated struggles. Do you remember when I said God's children are not exempt from some of these things? We live in a sinful world, and it means there's going to be some hurts out there. Coming down to things that maybe aren't quite as serious but can still be hurtful. Gossip. People talking about you. Had someone call us this week and there's people where they live and they're just gossiping to where almost everyone is just looking at them and just because gossip. And so they feel the object of some things that really aren't true, and I know for a fact they aren't true, but yet rumors got started about someone. And so now they're being affected by these rumors. That is really hurtful for people. It touches the psyche of who we are to be. Injustices cause wounds. And it's not my burden this morning to be too specific. But you know, you can be hurt by preachers, people in the congregation. And if you don't respond when you're injured, if you don't seek help, you can get infection. I had the unfortunate reality of having someone that should have done a whole lot differently. Spiritual leadership. What I would say was an older minister many years ago. And what they did, if it wouldn't have been for the help of the Lord, I told Renee, I said, a lot of people would have walked away and said, why do I? I don't need this. What they did, and then if I would have let that represent the whole church, the last thing I wanted to do is to come in and sit among you in a camp meeting and listen to that person get up and preach. I'm preaching where we live. Is this okay? You say, oh, Brother Michael, we're talking real life stuff here. And yet, I recognized when it happened, I'm in a vulnerable place. I have a choice how I'm going to respond to this. And I recognize that my walk with God, my relationship with God's people, was more important than the wrong that that person did, even though they were a minister. From the wrong that they did, there was something that was more valuable than that. And you know the Lord healed that. Doesn't mean it still doesn't hurt a little bit, but the Lord healed us, left with a scar. The Lord wants us to overcome, and He wants to help bring healing to us. So, unfair treatment. So then there's one other place, and we're going to conclude with this morning, and that's injuries that people believe came from God Himself. And by that I mean when people say God didn't answer my prayer. One example of this is when someone is very sick and maybe dying, and you pray and you pray and they die. And then you feel injured, and the tendency, if it's not dealt with right, bitterness will come in. We'll deal with that later. But it's almost an accusation against God Himself. Lord, why did you allow? So maybe my wife hurt me. Or maybe Brother Randy hurt me, and then I can even get my eyes off of them, and I can say, Lord, what God, why did you do such and such? Or life that brings some just difficult things, financially, physically, and I turn on God. But I'm still injured. But I've accused God or blamed God for it. God, you didn't protect me. Lord, you didn't change this circumstance, and I'm injured. And you know, these kinds of injuries are real. They're real. But, all right, I said I was going to end. Would you all, I don't want to swear to my own hurt and change unless I have your permission. If you'll give me 2 more minutes. All right. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. When Lazarus died and Jesus went to see Mary and Martha, and Mary was weeping, what did Jesus do? He wept. All right, so there's going to be things in life that are going to cause injury and pain and suffering and wounds. And I read of our Lord coming and weeping with those that wept. That wasn't the end of that story, as you know. But I want you to know that if you are weeping this morning, there is a Savior that is weeping with you, and he wants to walk with you through the time of injury.